And we are live. Welcome, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world. We are special people. We are amazing people. We are the chosen ones. My friends, I don't know if I've told you how beautiful you look today, but you do. We are all blessed, right? Number one, speaking of blessings, I'm going to get me a little bit more coffee. Oh, mother's milk. Oh, God, love coffee. God, I'm going to move this. Perfect. Okay, I'm back. Sorry, guys. Now, on today's show, folks, I was on a call last night at 1 o'clock in the morning. God bless Asia. Holy cow. I literally roll out of bed. For those of you who don't know, this is how not cheap, but how efficient I am. This is my office up in Nashville, right at our Nashville club. I am so efficient that what I do here, when I'm in Nashville, there's a hotel right next door, and I do mean right next door. I don't get a hotel room. You know what I do? What? I sleep in my office because I do night phone calls or Zooms, whatever you want to call them, with Asia, Australia, Dubai, all those. I would rather set my alarm on my phone, roll out of bed, put on a shirt. Now, between you and me, I don't usually wear pants on these calls. Yeah, I'm that guy. I literally roll out of bed. I put on a shirt, walk around here, sit down at my desk. I click the link. I join the call. And voila. That right there is efficiency. Now, mind you, I still got to have coffee in the middle of the night. Oh, and that, yeah, should have kept the hot tub. Yeah, there used to be a hot tub in this room. Hence, the tile on the wall. But I like it. Works for me. My friends, the amount of companies, now I'm not talking individuals, the amount of companies that are pulling a Michael Saylor is growing. Last night on my call with a specifically South Korea, we were talking about their corporate accounts that were being created and how they've had to hire two more reps just to handle the new corporate interest. And these are not corporations that are wanting to buy ETFs. These are corporations that want to hold the Bitcoin on their own balance sheets. Now, for those of you not aware, South Korea is very, the government is very crypto friendly now. Very. I mean, they're moving. All right, South Korea is a friendly nation to America. But they are not a friendly nation to the Federal Reserve. Right? They do not like what is going on with the dollar at all. At all. So what are they doing? They are trying to make South Korea the Asian crypto hub, just like Japan is also trying to do, just like Indonesia is trying to do. North Africa is pretty well wrapped up, but like Qatar and mostly Dubai, because I mean Dubai's going nuts on crypto, especially Bitcoin. And my friends, in the last 4 weeks, 1 month, South Korea, the exchange, the over-the-counter in South Korea that I talked to, they've had, hang on a second, they were throwing out a lot of numbers, so I want to make sure I get this right. They've had over 100, I think they said 150 companies reach out to them directly to open accounts at the exchange. Yes, Asians also like Litecoin. Where's my boy? Where's my man? There, Dr. Vagisil. Look at him. Looks like a high school graduation picture, doesn't it? Yeah, they love Litecoin too. And folks, that this is how crazy this is. Listen to me, folks. One of the companies reaching out is a retirement home. Right? Second, another one of the companies is a funeral home. Hey, reality is stranger than fiction, baby. This is what's so incredible. And like the headline says, over 1,000 companies are 1 month away from buying mass Bitcoin. Now, the 1,000 companies number comes from, I want to say it was BlackRock, maybe the CEO, yesterday was explaining how the ETF, their ETF was the largest ETF launch ever in history. All right. BlackRock, over the next month, is expected expecting, listen to me, folks, is expecting twice the volume as the original month. You want to hear that again? They're expecting twice the volume this April than they had in all of March. The number that, and I've heard this number twice from two different sources. Well, they're off by like a thought. One said that at the end of April, right? Listen to me, folks. At the end of April, they're thinking Bitcoin will be about 113,000. The other gal said about 112, 115. That's in 1 month, folks. 1 month. Now, mind you, don't get me wrong. There will probably be fluctuations, right? Oh, and you don't, oh, my brother, I see 55. April showers bring May flowers. Brother, you don't even want to know what the guy, no, this was a gal last night, what she said May. She said it by the end of May, according to their volume charts, and this is just the people, this is just actually based off historical norms and applying their historical norms to the general index. They're saying by the end of May, Bitcoin should be about 140, 150. Then June, around 180. They're saying, and this charts out, they're saying about a $20,000 increase every month until September. September, they're saying that Bitcoin, that the available supply, the shock, the true, oh, shit, there ain't enough Bitcoin, will happen in September. Right? Tall Mary, anyone have a contact at Fold? Let me check. I think I have the CEO's telephone number. Let me check. Yes, I do. I will give him a call, and I will, and I'll see what I can do for you, Ben. All right. Okay. Cool. All right. Now, this is a big deal, folks. No problem, Mary. Love you, girl. Now, the amount in September, folks, I don't even want to say what I do. Never mind. In September, from September until December, you're looking at over a 225 to 250. All right. Enoch, you've called 80K for the past month and it still has not hit. Oh man, I know you're right. We're only sitting at 71,000. God, I should just wrap up my show, Enoch. You gotta love trolls. You said it hit 80,000, and we're only at 71,000. This is bullshit. Oh my God. You gotta love people. That's all right. It doesn't matter. I don't worry about things like that. Because hey, if you're sitting there and you're like, I'm not gonna buy till it hits $80,000, you're crazy. We know the direction, up and to the right, up and to the right. If you're sitting there going to give me shit for saying it's going to hit $80,000, okay, sorry, right? Yeah, pack it in and go home, Ben. I've upset Enoch. Hey, by the way, good book. The Book of Enoch. They should have never taken that out of the Bible. Cheers to you, brother. It's, and I understand. You know, I catch hell all the time. Everyone I meet, or everyone who meets me in person, is like, I remember when Bitcoin was, you know, $7,000, and you were telling me to buy it, and you were hyped up, and you were, so I bought some, and I still have it. Thank you, Ben. Folks, if you don't like excitement about cryptocurrencies, if you don't like watching shows that are excited about the industry, if you don't like someone who is genuinely working his ass off to get the message out to the people, I'm not the show for you. Because I'm always bullish. Right? I'm always bullish. You will never watch one of my shows and hear me say, okay, guys, wrap it up. We gave it a good try. No. I have a Bitcoin Ben Crypto Club in Sarasota, Florida. We have the Bitcoin Ben gang. What color should our, let's see, the Crips are blue, the Bloods are red, will be orange. So I'm going to get an orange handkerchief, and I'm going to hang it out my side pocket on the left-hand side. No, right-hand side, up and right. I am probably one of the most excited people in cryptos. I'm so excited about cryptos that I launch clubs. I literally launch physical brick and mortar clubs. We have the one in Sarasota. We have the one here in Nashville now. Hopefully on Friday, our lease is approved on our club up in Boston. Then I'm launching a club in St. Louis. The St. Louis club, which is where I'm originally from, the St. Louis club is going to be a super club. And those of you who know me, you know I'm not playing. When I say something, I do it. In the St. Louis club, it's going to have a trampoline in the middle of it. You know why? Because I can. And the trampoline, the part you jump on, that you go, that like black, flabby thing, that's going to be, that's going to have a graphic of Bitcoin on it. It's going to be the ups and downs of Bitcoin. And the test for if you can purchase Bitcoin at our club is if you can get on the trampoline and jump up and down. I'm just joking about that part. But that part would be funny, wouldn't it? If you can't handle that trampoline, you can't handle Bitcoin. Oh, good Lord. Folks, hang on 1 second. Word from the sponsor.
Are you buying and selling cryptos on the same laptop that you're using to browse the internet, read your email, and visit social media sites? If so, you're exposing your cryptos to theft. Whenever you're online, you're at risk of getting hacked and having your identity stolen. How would you feel if someone stole all of your cryptos? What would that do to your finances? Guard your cryptos with a safe and secure laptop from Calyx Solutions. Each laptop is set up just for you and your cryptos, and then we walk you through exactly how it works. Don't risk the security of your cryptos. Order a crypto laptop from Calyx Solutions now to secure your crypto future. Learn more at calyxsolutions.io.
And we're back. Okay, we are having an event today from 4 until, is it 4 until 6? Yes, we're having a meetup. And hey, I just want to give a shout out to BAM, the Crypto Compilations, receipts, tweets, and treats from your favorite entertainers, politicians, and athletes. Written by Sir Blakely and Company, or CD. Well, you can read it there. I was actually looking through this last night while I was sitting in bed. It's pretty damn good. They literally have like all of the Reese Witherspoons and Pitbull. Like what you need to know, the terms you need to know. This is a great little book, and I hope to have them at our clubs because I love this idea. Depending on how old you are, before we had cell phones, smartphones, when you were in the bathroom using the restroom, there used to be a pile of magazines and books, right? One of my favorites that my grandmother had in her bathroom was the Guinness Book of World Records. And I used to read that while I was using the restroom. I want one of these in every single bathroom we have at our clubs. This is a compliment for you guys who wrote this, right? It's a compliment, right? Yes. The young lady here actually came to our club in Nashville this week, right? Because this is great, like, restroom reading material. And it's this is what we're doing, folks. This is what these clubs are about. Todd, for those of you who don't know, Todd and his wife Janet are the owner managers here at the club in Nashville. Todd and I went to a Chamber of Commerce meeting on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. Yes, on Tuesday. By the time we left there, everyone knew who we were. All I kept hearing people talking about is, oh, hey, there's that Bitcoin Ben guy. Yeah, that's Bitcoin Ben. He has a club, I hear. Yeah. And we stole the show, folks. We stole the show. Yep. Nash Gate, I hate to, you know, blow your cover. Todd. Up here in Nashville. The Chamber of, and all the companies in there, all the CEOs, all of the entrepreneurs, their number one worry. Oh, thanks, Todd. Yeah, he worked the room. He works a room like a pro. Hey, how I am on this show is how I am all the time. Right? All the time. So you put me, especially with how it went, right? They're showing charts and economics and, you know, the crap that entrepreneurs care about. The number one worry, and I mean by far, the number one worry for these entrepreneurs was inflation. Number one worry. Number one. And as soon as they put that chart up and they're sitting there talking about inflation, I like raise my hands and I'm like, oh my God, I know the answer. Bitcoin. And that's what we're doing here in Nashville. See, first we get the entrepreneurs. The entrepreneurs are the employers. The employers learn about Bitcoin. Then they integrate it into their companies. Then their employees learn about Bitcoin, Lightning wallets. Then, see, because what we're going to do with each corporate member of our club, we're going to print up table swag. Right. The table swag will be like a, you know, something like this that will sit on their table, their tables, their restaurants or whatever. And they'll have a QR code. and their QR code will be for the club. Want to learn about Bitcoin? Point your phone here. And them, as corporate members of the club, they'll be able to earn money, Bitcoin, as people join the club and the club's website. And we're going to help these places implement point of sales for Bitcoin. Oh, yeah, Carl. I met Ben and Bix at the Tilted Kilt in Orange County. Yeah, that was fun. Yep. Yep. I'm telling you, folks. Oh, and for those of you interested, I'm just throwing it out here. I got about a couple more minutes. Right? We're looking for a few other investors for our St. Louis club. All right. Now, all you need is $25,000 and you own part of the St. Louis club. Sweet. Dude, okay. I just got news. All right, listen to this. All right, this is going to take a second. Oh, hang on. I got to finish up. If you want to invest, right, I don't need people's money. Right, I got a lot of wealthy friends that would literally friggin' launch clubs with me like it's going out of style. But I want the little guy involved. That's my mission. Fuck the rich guys. They're already making the money. So if you have $25,000 or you got $25,000 on a credit card, we'll have you buy like TVs or something. I don't know. But you can own a share of the club up in St. Louis. And the club, as it makes profit, it pays you out as an owner in Bitcoin. Not a bad deal, huh? Hang on one second. Let me see if I got one. Where is it? Hang on a second. I know I had it somewhere here. Oh, here we go. All right. If you're interested in actually being a partial owner, now mind you, these are all decentralized. I do not let someone come in and purchase the whole lump sum of the clubs. They're all decentralized. If you're interested in owning part of one of my clubs, you call 941-960-1180. That's our club in Sarasota. You talk with Bamboo Ben, and he'll get you lined up on what you need to do. Because then we do an owner's call, and I lay out the whole thing for the clubs. All right. 941-960-1180. All right, there we go. I am moving to the private server. So those of you who'd like to join us on the private server, you have your phone with you. Point your phone at that little QR code right there And that will take you right to sign up for the private server. Those of you on YouTube right now watching, because YouTube sucks, those of you watching on YouTube, you can join on YouTube. There's a join button. And you choose private server membership. That will get you right back to this video link. You come right back on and we're still going live. Those of you on Rumble, same thing. There's a button that says join locals or join Rumble locals. You join the private server and you get the whole video. The reason I host the rest of the show on the private server is so that I can say anything I want to say. I can talk woo-woo. I can talk about bridge collapses and what really happened. And we can talk about things that the powers that be do not want to talk about, do not want us talking about. So, everyone, join us now on the private server. I'm switching over now. Bye-bye, everyone. Join, except those. Except those on our private server watching right now. You guys don't go anywhere. You just wait, and I come right back. Bye. Bye-bye, YouTube.